Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on the Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're off and running with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending July 29th, 2017. The deck gets shuffled this week, but my friends, the cards remain the same. Let's start in fifth place where Ed Sheeran holds with Shape of You. The reverberations from Ed's Game of Thrones cameo continue. Stay with me for details.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Ed Sheeran remains your man in fifth place with his former title holder, Shape of You. Ed created controversy with his cameo role on the season premiere of Game of Thrones. A lot of viewers seem to hate it. Sophie Turner, who portrays Sansa Stark on the series, accidentally told her friend and co-star Maisie Williams that Ed would be on the show. Maisie is a Sheeran superfan, and the show's creators arranged his appearance as a surprise for her. Well, no real surprises in fourth place. Bruno Mars slips a slot with That's What I Like. It's a different story on the Billboard R&B chart, however. Details are on the way.
Cold jewelry shine is so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Set by the fire.
Bruno Mars loses a slot in fourth place with That's What I Like. This song is now the longest-running champion single in the history of Billboard magazine's Hot R&B Songs chart. It's no longer number one, but it did hold the title for 20 consecutive weeks. Now, this chart has only been around since 2012, but still, well done, Bruno. And well done, Justin Bieber, who turns up in not one but two songs this week. I'm the One drops a notch to number three. And Justin shocked a lot of fans. Hold on for details.
DJ Khaled. Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the gun. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh,
DJ Khaled steps back a slot to third place with I'm the One, featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne. This week, Justin canceled the remaining dates of his Purpose World Tour. His management cited unforeseen circumstances, while manager Scooter Braun mentioned concerns over Justin's soul and well-being. Justin Bieber has been on the road for most of the past 16 months. DJ Khaled replaces himself in second place this week as Wild Thoughts slides into the runner-up slot. It already grabbed the gold overseas. Stay with it.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled jumps two notches to second place with Wild Thoughts, featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller. It just went to number one in the United Kingdom, becoming Khaled's second UK chart champion after I'm the One. This is Bryson Tiller's first trip to number one, but Rihanna has been here before. This is her ninth career UK pop singles title. Here in the United States, Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber still rule the roost with Despacito. This song is at the center of a political controversy. Hang on for more.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment slowly, slowly.
Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber are your Hot 100 champs for a 10th big week with Despacito. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee have criticized Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro for using Despacito at a political rally. Both Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee went on social media to denounce his use of the song. That's it for this week, but join me in 7 days for another star-packed lineup. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.